Welcome to a burning fire, Jeremiah 20 and verse 9. And your speaker is Jim Boyd. Solomon wrote in Ecclesiastes 12 and verse 1, Remember now thy Creator in the days of thy youth, while the evil days come not, nor the years draw nigh, when thou shalt say, I have no pleasure in them. Older people have a love for those who are younger. God loves the young. This passage is primarily directed toward those who are young. It is a challenge to every youth. It is a plea to all young people to turn to the Lord early in life. Let us absorb each thought. Youth, of course, is a very precious and beautiful time of life. Someone has said that youth is so precious that it's a shame to be wasted on young people. Well, we're not of that persuasion, because we know that many young people are taking advantage of their youth in the way that God is pleased. But such a comment simply reflects the appreciation we all have for youth. It has a purity and a spirit, an enthusiasm and honesty about it that does not always characterize every period of life. Youth is priceless, and once spent, it is forever gone. We're not to think that being young means being free of problems. The young face many dangers and threats, and the need of making decisions, many frustrations that those of us who are no longer young may have forgotten. Older people sometimes talk about what they would give to be young again, but likely they do not remember the hard parts of being young, trying to determine the direction of life, making commitments that must be made. We sing songs of the grandeur of youth, and we sing about the land where we'll never grow old. But even though young people may tire of hearing it said, youth is a time for preparation. In one sense, all of life is a time of preparation for the life that is to come. But youth is a time to prepare for a life on earth that is a life of preparation for eternity. And this being true, it must be used wisely and as God would have it used. Friend, the primary appeal of the gospel is very relevant to the young. Even though people of older years may turn to the Lord and find forgiveness for misspent years, it is to the youth of every generation to which we turn with hope and with deep emotions and goals. We seek for them salvation. And one reason the gospel has such an applicable appeal to youth is because young people have a lifetime to give in service to God. There need not be one day spent in the devil's service after we learn how to come to God. Young people have the opportunity to so live that they can look back on life with great consolation that they served God all the days of their life. They need not suffer the agony of conscience of ill-spent years. The evil scars of sin and regret and neglect need not mar their life. They need not sow the so-called wild oats of the flesh, only to reap a painful harvest later. And our text suggests three very important matters. One, when to remember the Creator. Two, why remember the Creator. And three, just what does it mean to remember the Creator? Well, when we ask when, with this question we're talking about the age of accountability, or that point in time when one's life, when he stands responsible before God for his duty to God. At what age should a young person realize they are answerable to God for themselves? Now, the Scriptures do not designate a certain birthday to answer this question. Some have mistakenly assumed that because Jesus was 12 years of age when he went to the temple, that 12 is the moment of personal accountability to God. But this is not taught. We are driven to the conclusion that such a time does come, and it comes in the days of thy youth. We are taught that we all shall stand before God in judgment and shall give an account. 2 Corinthians 5 and verse 10, Romans 14 and verse 12. The fact that we do become accountable shows that there is a time, at some point, when we are responsible. Now, we're not accountable in infancy. A little child is not sinful nor guilty of the sins of others. Christ used a little child to picture the nature of those who are in his kingdom, the church, the saved, Matthew 18 and also Matthew 19. Friend, if children were condemned and depraved, why would Jesus want anybody to become as children? Sin is a transgression of the law, 1 John 3 and verse 4. Children have violated no law of God. We are to be children by being humble and pure and teachable and obedient and submissive. But there is nothing in Scripture to substantiate the total depravity doctrine, people born in sin being guilty of the sin of Adam or any other foreparent. That is an invention of Augustine, pursued in the heretical creeds of men, promoted by denominations, and it serves as the basis for other false practices like infant baptism. It is a doctrine that is blasphemous of God and contradictory to His revealed will. Nonetheless, there does come a time when that sweet innocence of youth gives way to accountability before God. And it is in youth. But as we must consider how one answers to his accountability, it becomes clear that one must be able to understand his duty in order to respond to it. To not be able to understand and not be able to respond would be to assign accountability to one who could neither know it nor do anything about it. Accountability, therefore, is determined by whether one has the capacity to know and to respond to his duty. It is not determined by whether he does know, but whether or not he's capable of knowing and capable of responding. Some may live an entire lifetime and never become accountable due to some mental deficiency. Some may become accountable at a very early age, developing very rapidly, even as early as 8 or 9 years of age. Usually this period of serious contemplation occurs around the age of 12 or the early teen years. It varies with the individual, and no man can set a universal age standard. But it is in the days of youth. Young people who have reached such an age with normal capacity for learning and knowing, but have not yet responded to the invitation of Christ, stand in great spiritual danger. And why should the young remember their Creator? It is possible that the young never grow older. The young die too. Opportunity may be taken from them quickly. Death is no stranger to the beautiful bloom of youth. The first funeral I ever tried to conduct was that of a 10-year-old boy. It impressed me so heavily that death comes to youth. Disease, accident, many things terminate life, and opportunity is gone forever. One of the devil's most subtle and vicious lies is that you have plenty of time yet to obey the gospel. Delay makes obedience harder. The text tells of evil days that follow the days of youth, and evil has a power to harden the heart. Those that were once tender and moldable become set and resistant even to the gospel. Waiting can cause indifference. Many things can occur in the course of one's life that can turn attention away from the soul. Satan is constantly begging the youth to postpone obedience, for he knows that delay gives him additional opportunities to deceive and to mislead. Charles Spurgeon was a Baptist preacher who preached to thousands every Sunday in London. And what a pity he preached Baptist doctrine rather than the doctrine of Christ. But as all denominational preachers, he taught much truth. The truth they teach often blinds people to the error that they teach also. He illustrated, however, the value of remembering the Creator in youth like this. Without a word, he took two candles, one short and one longer. He lighted them both and watched them burn down. Both gave off the same light as they burned, but it was not long before the shorter candle burned out. But the longer one continued to give light on and on. He explained that it was that way with youth coming to God. Both old and young can radiate light, but youth can do it so much longer, for if for no other reason than by reason of years that they would normally live. Remembering God in youth gives young people the opportunity to offer talents to the Lord that they will not possess in years to come. They have their enthusiasm, their honesty, their teachableness, and they can set a good example for other young people. Is it not right to do what you should in obeying God while you are young? Is it right to withhold from God your life, living as you please until you grow old, and then the best you can give him is leftovers? Now, if leftovers is all that you have, we best hasten to offer them to God. But what of that person who would deliberately shortchange God in that fashion? The glorious treasure of zeal and vigor belong to God. Nobody ever loses anything valuable in serving God. You only come to appreciate your talents more and to use them to the fullest and thereby enjoy the richest and happiest and most useful life that one can live on earth. We must ever keep before us the reality of the promise of the Lord's return, for we know not when. He may come before the young person grows to maturity. Even the young ought not want to meet God unprepared. And what does it mean to remember thy Creator? Generally speaking, it means to be mindful of God and His ways. But more specifically, it means to realize that we all live before God under the authority of Christ, and Christ is the approach to the Father, and that there is no other. To honor God means to honor the Father, and to honor the Father means to honor the Son. To deny the Son is to not have the Father. To remember God means to honor the Son, John 5 and verse 23. It means that one must believe in God as God's Son, John 8:24, and repent of sins, Luke 13:3, confess one's faith in Christ, Luke 12:8-9, and to be baptized into Christ for the remission of sins, Galatians 3:27 and Acts 2:38. It means to belong to His body, which is the church, Acts 2 and verse 47. Being in Christ is the same as being in His body, which is the church, Ephesians 1, 22 and 23. And it means living a faithful life as a Christian, imitating the Lord Jesus, asking, what would Christ have me to do? Now this demands a life of service and of worship, unselfishness, humility, truthfulness, purity, submitting always to His will, being thankful and patient and kind and good, all the other Christ-like qualities that Christians are to add to their life. Now, an oft-asked question regarding these matters is there not a danger of encouraging young people to respond to the invitation of Christ while they are too young? Well, the answer, obviously, is yes. That danger does exist. But we must also remember the danger of discouraging them too long. It is not an easy matter to face either way, but if we err, let us err on the side of safety. And actually, when you look at it closely, one cannot obey if too young. Oh, they might go through some outward motions, but obedience must be from the heart, Romans 6:16-18, and that demands understanding. If one goes through outward motions, being baptized even, but without knowledge and understanding of that which was done, he or she has simply been made wet. This can be distracting and it can be deceitful, and therein is the danger. It may lead some youth to postpone genuine obedience because they think all is well, simply because they went through some ritual years ago, even though they did not comprehend it. We must do our best to make sure that the young are taught, and that they know and understand what they are doing. Whenever this question is raised, I think of a friend with whom I was reared. He and I wanted to obey the gospel at the same time. We agreed to talk with our parents first, since we both respected our parents. We valued their guidance. My parents encouraged me to obey the gospel, while his parents discouraged him, and he was crushed. But he would not go against their decision. And while I went ahead and obeyed the gospel, being baptized, to this day, many, many, many years later, he has never obeyed the gospel and likely never shall. And this shows the danger on the other side. When people ask concerning, can I be baptized, we need to take into consideration our responsibility to make sure they are taught, so they can obey from the heart. When one who is very young responds to be baptized, it places a great obligation on parents and the church to see that this young babe in Christ is properly nurtured and fed and strengthened and led aright. But accountability is a matter of understanding and the capacity to understand. And if a mistake is made and response is made before understanding is achieved, likely with the right kind of guidance from older ones, correction of that mistake will take place later. But what happens if one is turned away forever? To delay can well mean eternal condemnation. Better to heed the inspired teaching of Solomon and remember the Creator in youth, leaving room for growth and making sure that growth follows. Souls are simply too precious to deal with them otherwise. This has been A Burning Fire, and your speaker is Jim Boyd. Until next time.